Junko Ono, a clerk for the Japanese consulate in LA, watched as Mayor Villaraigosa and city representatives talked about future efforts to aid Japan. She watched, but she didn't really listen. Her mind was on her best friend, whose life completely changed after the earthquake and tsunami. She says her friend lives about
80 kilometers in Tanaguramachi. It's a small town. Her daughter's preschool is, they can't use it anymore, so all the kids are going to have to probably transfer out to the other schools. I guess it's destroyed beyond, damaged beyond repair.
That's where Councilmember Richard Alarcon believes LA can help. He proposed holding events in the city to raise donations. And funds might be easy to come by. The consulate says LA County is home to the largest Japanese American population in the country.
It just breaks my heart because Fukushima is my home in Japan. I'm not from Japan, but I live there. So to me, that's home. I feel like I can't do anything. You know, I donate money, but that doesn't go to her directly.
The mayor stressed that LA's relief efforts can't be temporary.
This isn't an issue that's going to be around for a month or 3 months or 6 months even. That in fact, we're going to all be living with this tragedy and the recovery for a very long time.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, but even when help goes there, they're going to go mostly, of course, to the towns that are hit hardest. So what about the people like her? You know, they don't have the things that they need, but they're not the most affected. And I don't want people to forget about them.
In addition to those struggling to make ends meet, there are still 16,000 people missing in Japan. If you'd like to donate, contact your nearest Red Cross. Whitney Blaine, Annenberg Radio News.